after we got John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and Stevie Wonder, Archie Shepp, and a bunch of people to come for the Chrysler Arena Freedom Rally, and found out that through the distribution of Free John Now petitions across the state, we changed the pot laws in the state. A referendum was put up to vote, and the people of the state of Michigan changed the marijuana laws and overturned John's sentence, and John was set free. Well, once he was set free, there was no need for the White Panther Party to continue functioning as it was, and the party dissolved. So I went back to, you know, my community work in town, just being me, and wound up spending time in Lexington, Kentucky with Michael Davis and Wayne Kramer at the Federal Correctional Institute, which is where, you know, we got a hold of, via the Freedom of Information Act, this directive from the Oval Office saying that they wanted, Nixon wanted something done about the people up there at 1510, 1520, and 1522 Hill Street, which was the White Panther houses. And it was no mystery that shortly thereafter, drug charges were brought into play, and I wound up being sent away for 4 years, Michael Davis and Wayne Kramer also. And during that time, I just took my guitar and learned how to play and decided, you know, when I get out of here, I'm going to continue holding up the banner, you know, carrying out the message via music, and I'm going to start my own band. So when I got out, I found some musicians to play with. That was 1978. And I put together my own band, the Cult Heroes.